My name is Laís Paiva Amoedo Alexander. I'm from Brazil, and I came to U.S. 1 year and a half ago. I was 26 years old. My family is formed by me, my older brother, he's 4 years older than me, and my parents, my mom and my dad. I spent almost my whole life in Brazil. So growing up in Brazil, I think was very cool. I think we have a very diversified country. I had the chance to visit many cities, many states in Brazil. My whole family is there. So I grew up surrounded by cousins, grandparents, neighbors. I think I spent 5 years of my life going every weekend and every vacation to my grandparents' farm. They had a farm without electricity, without car, without anything that we know as technology and that makes our lives better or easier. So I spent many years just being around animals and swim the river and watching no television, no cell phone, and just spend time talking and cooking and have fun. I came directly to Pittsburgh. I just traveled to visit different cities, but I came to Pittsburgh. I lived 1 year here next to the school. And then I moved to the Hill District, which is a very particular neighborhood in the city. I like that. Not many people like in the city. That's very interesting because when I say to adults that I'm living in the Hill District, I truly have some friends who tell me, what are you doing there? How are you living there? They are just criminal people. So that's very hard because that's not true. I love the fact that I go out in the street and I can see a person from Bhutan, from Nepal, from United States, from Caribbean, from Africa. So I love see different colors, different outfits, which in my city in Brazil is not that common. Almost everybody's from there. It's local. So I love the diversity. I was very excited to have this experience, but it was very hard to deal with tiny details like going to a grocery store or going to a restaurant and struggle a little bit with the language. And also live here and create a new life and have to pay bills and have to talk to a doctor. So it was hard, but I like hard things. I like being exposed to something that I have to learn and go through. One thing about living far from your family is I made a choice of living far, but then you had to face a lot of consequences. So I lost one grandmother in May and I was not there. That's very hard. I miss the neighborhood connection that I had in Brazil. I miss knocking my neighbor's door and ask for sugar. So I did that once. I knocked somebody's door 11 p.m. And then this guy opened.
What?
I was like, I'm sorry. I know that's almost midnight. Can I have sugar? Because I forgot my sugar. And I drink coffee every morning. And tomorrow morning, I won't have sugar for my coffee. So can you help me? And he was like, that's odd. Okay. So he did. But I don't think it would be impossible to have the same here. It just take more time to make a really good friendship, a real one, takes more time than in Brazil. But I will get there.